fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just made the classic mistake. I started talking and the mute button was on. I do apologize. I do that, seems like, even on my own show about once a month. Anyway, today is Wednesday, 11 October, year of our Lord, 2017. I am Tim Spencer, sitting in for John on the John Moore Show today. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have Professor McCanny on. And this is going to be very interesting, as it always is, when he's our guest. In fact, Dan, if you have him, I'm ready for him. Just talking to my engineer folks. Okay. Anyway, one of the things I was going to mention right before we went to the break, or had a call one, I don't remember which, headline here, North Korea preparing to fire multiple short-range missiles next week. I think the past 2 times that South Korean intelligence and our intelligence agencies said North Korea was going to do something, they haven't done it. You remember yesterday they were supposed to fire an ICBM. Well, that didn't happen. So I don't know how much stock I'd put in that. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens. NATO launches new Black Sea force to target Russia. As we are sending a very clear message, NATO is here, NATO is strong, and NATO is united. Well, they may well be. But one of these days, that bear is going to get tired of being poked at with a big stick. He's going to do something about it. I wish they'd back off. That's just my own personal opinion. Anyway, let's see. Oh, this was kind of funny. Austria's burqa ban leads to arrest of men dressed as shark. Some kind of an advertising costume, guy standing out in front of his, or in front of his place of employment, I guess, in a shark outfit that completely covered his body. They arrested him for breaking the burqa law, which which prohibits people from wearing a burqa. This goes to show cops are dumb everywhere in general. Oh, well, I didn't say that. Okay, what else we got? Oh, this is one I didn't know about. U.S. destroyer carries out Trump's fourth Freedom of Navigation operation in South China Sea. It says, in a provocation that's sure to raise eyebrows in Beijing, the U.S. Navy destroyer on Tuesday sailed within 12 miles of Paracel Islands in the South China Sea in what appears to be the first U.S. Freedom of Navigation operation in a few months. Well, what can I say, folks? I honestly believe that is a necessary evil to conduct. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have my friend Jim McCanny online. Good morning, Jim.
Tim, how are you? Do you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I read you, Lima Charlie. You're doing sound great.
Good, good.
Well, how's the world treating you today, buddy?
Well, good. Still breathing, haven't missed any meals lately, and actually got a place to work out of now. I don't know if you knew, Tim, I was in the Florida evacuation, and it took a while to recover. I was here and there, but now I've gotten a place that actually I can work out of for a period of time, so I'm getting back to normal, whatever normal is.
Cool. That is great. That is absolutely great. So anything on your mind in particular today, Jim, or are we just going to go in general wherever directions? What do we want to do this morning?
Well, if wherever you – do you have a topic you want to start with? Otherwise
– Well, you know me. My favorite topic with you is those water filters.
Oh.
I'm so sold on those.
Yes.
That's
well,
my favorite topic.
Just a brief update. We were retooling the stainless steel containers for the kitchen standard. That's the bigger countertop stainless steel. And the Traveler, which we had out of stock for actually maybe a year, year and a half, and we're not able to get. But we now have the Traveler. That's the 2/3 size stainless steel in stock, and we're shipping those. So that's very, very good news. Also, the my GF filters that take everything out all in one filter element and made in the United States. So those are some of the highlights of the filters. And then the other thing, Tim, we talked before about the big commercial filters. People are buying these for their houses, and that's really wonderful to see. Because it's a wonderful product. It's a three-stage filter, and they're basically commercial grade. They could be used in a commercial greenhouse situation or on a horse farm, or they could be used in a ranch or a farm setting where they need clean water for chickens or animals, et cetera.
Right.
And using tap or well water, a lot of well water is not good. It has arsenic and other naturally occurring pollutants. So these filters take everything all out in one stage, and the people are using these also for whole house. In other words, let's say, for example, you're taking a shower with city water. It's got fluoride, it's got chlorine, it's got chloramines, it's got glyphosates maybe. Or even if you live in the country, you might have heavy glyphosates. Well, this takes all those out. And what happens in the shower is that water steams and all of this turns into vapor. So you're breathing it for 5 minutes, however long it takes you to take a shower. And it's on your skin, hot water on your skin. And your skin is the biggest absorber organ in your body. So it's going through your skin. You're breathing it in every day, you know, assuming you bathe or shower every day or every other day, whatever. It's bad for you.
Right.
This is why cancer has taken over as the number one killer of Americans over heart disease. People are dying before their body gives out from cancer because this is why.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm sold on those whole house filters, and I am actively saving up for one.
They're on sale. They're a 10% discount, and the thing I'm offering is that when you buy the filter, you get the replacement filter packs for a greatly reduced price. And so that's something people have been taking advantage of. I had one guy bought the MR9, which is the bigger filter, plus four replacement filter packs. In total, he saved thousands of dollars on this whole package. But that's the kind of thing that's going on. So people are very aware of this. And when you look over, say you have a house, you know, you have a $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 house. And the most important thing in that house is water. And, you know, people are being poisoned by the water in the house. That's something that everybody uses every day in showering and laundry. We can even calculate out how much people will save in clothing costs because the chlorine that's in the water destroys your clothes. So you get that out before you wash your clothes. Your clothes last a lot longer, and that chlorine just destroys the clothes. So get that out before you wash your clothes. And so these filters literally pay for themselves, plus the long-term hospital bills that you won't be paying because you're not getting cancer from all the chemicals in the water.
Right, exactly. Well, folks, if you're interested in procuring one of these water filter systems for yourself or for a loved one or a family member, you can either go to John's website, thelibertyman.com, or to my website, ruralsurvival.info, and both sites have links on there that take you directly to Jim's website where these filters are displayed and you can learn all about them.
Right.
So
and
I encourage you to do this.
Yeah, both John and Tim are affiliates, so that's a system that I set up. It's an automated system so that they get credit when you buy through their web pages. So it's a good system that everybody benefits, including the customer, because they're getting a product they know. For example, when we do testing on our filters that are tested to national certification standard testing standards, we also test for the duration of the life of the filter. So when we tell you a filter is good for a certain amount of number of gallons of water or whatever, we know that because they've been tested. Some people, some companies will test and they'll tell you something, but they've never really tested that in a certified setting. And so the issue is that we test, we know what, you know what you're getting, you can buy with confidence. And also, the one thing I always say is made in the USA. I used to have to import my water filter stuff from India and from England, etc. There's a lot of cost in shipping, in customs, in things like that. And so mine are the only ones made in the USA, so I actually sell my products made in the USA for less money than people that have their products made in India or China.
Yes. Well, you know, as a comparison with other companies, Jim, you know, to me, it's just amazing the product value and the quality of what you sell compared to what other companies sell at a higher price that really don't do the job. I mean, the comparison, really, from what I've learned, is just apples and oranges.
Yeah.
So much higher quality.
The other selling point is that we don't require add-on filters. When I'm on the air or when I'm listening to radio, I hear these water filter commercials all the time. They don't tell you that you need to buy add-on filters just for arsenic and fluoride. And they're very expensive. They're typically about $39 a piece, and they only last for 500 gallons of water. So there's a tremendous added cost just to get fluoride and arsenic out of the water. And they don't, that's all they take out. And they, I used to sell those a long time ago, but that's why we went to manufacturing here, the quality control, et cetera. And believe me, when you're having something made in India or China, there's no quality control. Nobody's right there watching them, making sure that that product is consistent from one lot, one batch to the next. It just doesn't happen. So people, you know, that's a huge issue, that we're manufacturing in our own manufacturing plant in the United States, and we're not paying all of that shipping and customs cost, and we ship direct from the factory. So I could go on and on, but those are the main points.
Yeah. Well, folks, to wrap this little part up, and we'll move on to something else, Jim. Trust me, these filters are incredible. I've got friends that have them. I've seen them in use. I'm saving up for the whole house model myself. Like I said, you can go to LibertyMan.com or RuralSurvival.info, either one, and you know, you click on that link that shows the picture of the water filters, and take a look. Check it out for yourself.
Yeah, all the information is there, the spec sheets, et cetera, for the filters. It's all on that page. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, they are. That is true. And people can learn everything they want to know about them, pretty much. And anyway, and of course, if you got some kind of question that's not answered, I know that... Jim, isn't there a contact form on that page?
Yes. Yeah, people can... There's an email address there. People can send... questions too, if you have extra questions, etc.
Right.
There's a contact email address where you can send and get more information.
Yeah, and you know, I can understand with that kind of an expenditure why people might have a few extra questions.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Jim, what else are you looking at in the world today?
Well, yesterday, in fact, John tipped me off on this yesterday when he mentioned you would be doing the show today, that in the Canary Islands, there were over 40 earthquakes yesterday.
Yes.
And that might seem like a long ways away, but geologically, what happens in the Canary Islands, there are underground or underwater rift regions where... In the past, big masses of land, of earth, have moved underwater and caused massive tsunamis that cross the ocean. They can move across the Atlantic Ocean in as little as 6 hours and would be imposing on the eastern coast of the United States. And in the past, we know from geological record that some of these have gone as far as into Pennsylvania. That's how far
right
they've gotten. And so there's no evacuation plan. There's no knowledge of this. I don't see on the internet, I don't see anyone even raising a red flag about this. So the issue of evacuation, there's no evacuation plan for anything, including we just had Hurricane Nate come through the southern states from the Gulf.
Right.
And no evacuation planning. They just say, oh, we have a state of emergency, everybody leave. Well, they don't know, there's no planning for gasoline or who should leave first or what kind of order this should be done. And it just is a big mess. And here we have a situation where we could have a tsunami that could potentially destroy much of the eastern seaboard of the United States. And nobody's even talking about this, let alone talking about evacuation processes.
Right. Well, I was reading something last night, Jim, about this very subject. And I read so much, I can't tell you where I read it at. But the estimate was, for the east coast of Florida, it would see a tsunami within 6 to 7 hours after that. Tell you what, hang on, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, you got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on The John Moore Show on Wednesday, the 11th day of October, in the year of our Lord, 2017. And, Jim, we have a caller online. We've got Joe in Indiana on line three. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Tim, and good morning, Professor McKinney. I'll be really quick. Just wanted to bring up the water filtration systems. For the last 5-6 years, I've been buying them. A number of them. I have, I think it's a 4.5 gallon, 2.5 gallon. Then I've been buying those 1.5 for my kids as they go off to college, and everybody loves them. It does make a big difference. I really, really, really like the new ceramic ones that you have, the big fat ones. I'm just impressed how fast they filter the water. But my question
the Imperials.
Is, how long?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
They're the Imperials, the double wide. They're called the Imperials.
Oh, those are great
elements. Yeah. Go ahead.
One question is, where I live, we're one of the few counties in Indiana that doubled up on the amount of fluoride they're putting in the water. And I'm just wondering, we have a high sedimentation rate too, a lot of calcium. But I'm just wondering, how long will those filters last, given the fluoride that has to be filtered out? How often should I consider maybe replacing them?
Well, the what we save for the standard filter, the standard 7-inch filter, is 1,000 gallons, and that's under average conditions. The Imperials have four times the amount of medium in them. They have twice the surface area and four times the content, but we say really about three times that, or maybe about 3,000 gallons. But if you have twice as much fluoride, that's going to be using up that medium much faster. So potentially with the Imperials, then 1,500 gallons. These are just rough estimates without actually measuring it. But I know these communities that put the fluoride in there. I just went to buy toothpaste in the regular store. I couldn't find anything without fluoride in it. So we order online some toothpaste, you know, but that fluoride is coming at you from all directions. But you do want to get that out of your water.
Definitely. And I was going to say, my kids, I have three now in college. We just sent off number three. And I was just going to order another filter for him with those 1.5, because my other two kids really love them. And it turns out their roommates use them too, because they can't, after you start drinking this water, they won't drink tap water anymore. And I may have mentioned this before, our animals, we completely raised our chocolate lab and our cats on your water. And I'm telling you, they will not drink tap water. If the kids try to cheat and put a bowl of tap water in front of them, they just walk away. They won't touch it.
I remember some kids came over to the house one time a while back, and we had made, I forget what it was, like water with ice, I believe it was. They knew that the ice had been made with tap water. And so it's just, they know. And like you say, the animals, you put regular tap water in front of them, and they'll sniff it, and they look at you like, what are you trying to feed me here? The animals know.
And on a funny note, even your drinks taste different, because I like drinking scotches, but with maybe a little bit of ice. I ended up buying an ice cube tray and making ice cubes with the filtered water, because you could definitely taste the difference if you used the ice cubes from the tap water as opposed to your water, and actually alters the the taste of the scotches. You know, for those out there that are a little bit on the purist side, but just wanted to compliment you on that. And on those big ones, just a note. It's not a complaint or anything, you know. It was my mistake. I was doing some work and I took the filter apart. Well, I took the top off and it rolled off the top of the washing machine when it hit the canal. But with the smaller ones, I've had that happen to me and no damage. But the ceramic, the big fat ones, they break, so they're a little more fragile, I think. I don't know. It's just something to mention to the engineers and see what they could do, but it was too bad. They were brand new, too. So I wiped out three of them in one shot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, they're ceramic. They are delicate. When we ship them, we have pretty good luck in getting them to arrive in one piece, given UPS and other carriers that have these machines.
Hang on, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is 11 October 2017, and it is a Wednesday. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on The John Moore Show. We are having a conversation with Professor James McCanny and Joe in Indiana. Continue, gentlemen. You're on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I can't recommend those filters enough. They're wonderful. People, when they come over to visit with us, because what we do is I filter the water by hand, you know, run it through the system. I have two big ones set up in the laundry room, and I just fill up those five-gallon jugs, and I put them in the dispensers. And when people come over, they just enjoy, they actually drink more water, and they always comment about the quality of the water. But my last question was, for traveling, I have your plastic travel one, but I saw one time you had a metal one, which was maybe a liter. I couldn't find it because I wanted to buy a couple of those and give one to one of my friends when I head down to Florida next month. But I can't find them, so I'm wondering if you still have them.
Actually, yeah. It's just that trying to keep the number of products under control on the web page. But if you would want to email, I can get you those stainless steel ones. I still have them. It's just... here's the issue. It doesn't have a locking cap, and there's no extra containers that go with it. And the container, those are military grade, by the way. Those were made for the military. But the filter the filter takes up too much area of the top container. And so that's why I've got the newer design, the plastic ones. But if you really like those stainless, I can get them for you.
Yes.
And so when are you leaving for your trip?
Oh, not till the beginning of next month. I don't know if I have enough time.
Oh, yeah, no, there's time. Yeah. I tell you what, if you want to go to my webpage, the jmccsci.com, or I'll just give you the email address. It's jmcc@jmccanniscience.com.
Okay, will do.
And jmcc@jmccanniscience.com, and just ask me to get you those, and you got plenty of time.
Yeah, I'll make it worth your while, because I'll need two of them. I was going to get two of them. And then I'm going to be ordering more. And then more of your 1.5 for my younger kid who just took off for college. So, but yeah, that's it. I just wanted to mention that, and thank you, Professor. I know you, your heart and soul is in that, and you could tell by the quality. It's just really great. I just wanted to compliment you on that. But have a great day. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Yeah. Yeah, and that fluoride is, Tim, that fluoride is an issue everywhere. It's just, really bad stuff, and you need to get it out of the water. The issue is, with any other filter brand, universally, you have to buy extra add-on filters to get that out of there. And people, you know, I listen to these ads, and they tell you how great their products are, but they don't tell you that you need that extra filter just to get fluoride and arsenic. And arsenic is a big problem in many places in the United States, and nobody talks about it. But those are two things you want to get out of there. And mine are the only ones that take it out in the filter element itself. You don't need an add-on.
Okay. Hey, Jim, we've got another caller. We've got Dan in Hawaii on line one. Good morning, Dan.
Dan.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Professor.
Howdy.
Howdy. Morning, sir.
Morning, sir. This, Professor, this is a little off topic, but I've been wanting to ask you this question for some time. Now, I live on the Big Island of Hawaii. The latitude is 19.5 north. If we were to have one of these pole shifts, do you think it would get warmer here or cooler?
Well, it all that's a all-depends answer. You know, if there's a pole shift, and by the way, if there's a pole shift, there's other things you have to worry about, because Hawaii is very susceptible to big tsunamis. You know, the Captain Cook area, are you familiar with the west side Captain Cook, where that you go around the real curvy road there, and there's that big regions that old slough areas where that land, it used to be continuous there, and those have sloughed off into the ocean. Though I've talked to a geologist who specializes in mega tsunamis, and he's written books, you can find them, it's called Mega Tsunami. Anyway, what happened is that land would slough off, and then the water would come back, like a reverse wave that would come up as much as 1,000 feet up into those hills there.
Yes.
And if you go down by an area called South Point, you're probably familiar with that, where there's that big rift that goes down in where South Point is to the west side of that. That slewed off into the ocean. And what I'm saying is Hawaii is very susceptible to tsunamis. But
well, we call it historical landslides here. Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah, and but anyway, the old pole shift, the South China Sea did not move much, because if you understand how a pole shift works, it's kind of like the entire surface slides over the core, because there's a viscous layer there. So you have almost like an egg where the whole outer surface shifts. And this was a big shift, about 35 degrees. So it really does a lot of damage, mountain building. The plate boundaries get jammed together and some separate. And so there's a lot of geological activity. But it's unless we knew what was going to cause it, what kind of, and this has to be done by an external agent, something passing by that's very big, you know, the size of a planet. And then also the velocity has a lot to do with it. The faster it moves, the bigger the impulse. And so if we knew what direction, you know, and I'm not saying anything is going to happen. I have no information that this would even happen in the future or in the near future. It has happened in the past. Then we could say, okay, well, probably this is where things would shift to. But without knowing that, it's up for grabs. It's, it would be impossible to predict.
That's what, kind of what I thought as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting thing about tsunamis, is that if you simply go out in a boat offshore, then you probably don't even notice it. It's just the boat would rise up and rise down a little bit. It's when the tsunami reaches the shore that it rears up into this big wall of water and comes racing into the land. That's but if you're out in the ocean, not a problem.
I understand that, yes. All right. Thank you very much, Professor.
Sure. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your call, Dan. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jim, getting back to what we were briefly speaking on earlier about the East Coast possibly being hit with a tsunami, like I said, I was reading an article about that last night, and they're, you know, talking as much as 90-meter tall, you know, when it gets up to the shore, 90-meter tall wall of water, you know, coming in. That's a, you know, 250, 300 feet. That is incredible to me.
Right. The question is how much momentum does that have? How far inland would that carry?
Exactly.
And we've seen, like, that tsunami that came from Jakarta, I believe it was, but it hit India, the Indian coast, a number of years ago. It went as much as a mile inland in places. And, of course, when that happens, it just washes everything away. There's nothing really that stays there. There are coastal cities in Peru that have undergone this kind of thing. They're ancient cities, and all that's left is, there's really not much left at all. I mean, there's not even a potsherd, or very, very little is left. And so these tsunami with water coming in and washing out, it just takes everything with it. So they're, it's very dangerous, you know. I mean, and we know the Pennsylvania coal fields are very far inland. And so tsunamis in the past, what a tsunami does, how does a tsunami build a coal field? It comes in, it scoops up all of the vegetation, and it dumps it up against a hillside or in a ravine or in a valley, and then washes back out. So you have this tremendous amount of vegetation piled up, and that's where the coal fields come from. We actually saw this recently, that same tsunami that hit India hit Madagascar. That's the big island off the east coast of Africa. And literally created what will someday in the distant future be coal fields, created them with the tsunami. So we know that's what goes on. I've talked before about dirty coal and clean coal. The clean coal happens when there's no oil influx. The dirty coal happens when you have a major hydrocarbon influx from a comet that's coming by, and so the tsunami would be caused by a comet, a large comet, not just an average comet, but a big comet with a very big nucleus that would be able to cause that kind of tsunami. But also then with the influx of hydrocarbons, and that's where the dirty coal comes from. The issue with the Canary Islands, of course, that's in terms of coal making, it would be what we call clean coal. There's no influx of hydrocarbons from any place. But it's a very real possibility, and the fact that they're having earthquakes there is a very scary possibility.
Now, Jim, didn't we go through the same thing about 3 years ago where we had these swarms of earthquakes? Or am I mixing apples and oranges in my mind?
Are you talking about the Canary Islands?
Yes, yes.
I don't personally remember that. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't remember specifically, you know, earthquakes or volcanoes. There's so much activity that I'm not a real memory person for those kind of details, so I don't know. It may have happened, but I don't know. I can't confirm
it.
Well,
I think I remember paying attention to it. Isn't it the volcano they're worried about? I don't remember the name of it. I think it's Herrera or something like that, isn't it?
I don't know. There again.
Okay.
I'd have to, maybe on the break we can take a look here and see.
All right. Well, you know, what I was thinking is I really feel for the people in Florida. You know, if there was not advance warning, a majority or at least a significant minority of the people in Florida would be in big trouble, especially since the concentrations of people in Florida are along the coast. Of course, Orlando has a big population, too. But, you know, the way I watch this simulation, all sides of Florida would be hit with this tsunami. Not only does it hit the east coast of Florida, it wraps around through the Keys and comes up on the west side, too. Is that your understanding of how it works?
Right. And I don't know, in the simulation, did they show it going across the peninsula of Florida, or just inundating a certain distance?
Just inundating a certain distance in, but I couldn't really tell how far it was actually showing. I don't know, you know, I know how wide Florida is, and to me it looked like it showed it going like 10 miles in.
Wow. Still, yeah, that's the major population region there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same along the west coast, really, the major populations of Florida are along the coastline, east,
true,
and not so much the west coast, but in terms of the population, yeah, the inner towns and cities are pretty sparse. The real
right,
population is in buildings and everything are along the west coast from, you know, the Tampa Bay and then the southern, what is it, why am I not thinking of the name of Fort Myer.
Right,
Naples.
Fort Myers, all the way down, yeah.
Naples, and
of course,
and that's
it
all
shows
filled
the Keys
up.
Just being gone completely, you know, washed over.
Yeah, and when you have moving water is one of the most powerful forces. A cubic meter of water weighs 1 ton, and
right,
if you have that moving, and of course it's a fluid, so it'll just get in and around whatever is there and wash it away. Tremendous amount of force.
Oh, you're not kidding.
So if you have something a 90 meter wall of water coming in, forget it. You know, it's just going to destroy everything in its path, and then when it washes out, it's going to take everything with it.
Right, and it would be, you know, I've heard when I was younger, you know, I'm talking high school younger, Jim. You know, I would hear people say, well, I can swim. So can everything else. You know, like all those logs, pieces of sheet metal being pushed through the water. You know, it's not really something that's survivable if you're anywhere near where this comes in at. If you're in the, I guess you'd call it flood zone from this tsunami, if you're out in it, you're toast. Am I not correct?
Yeah. No, it's not survivable. That's the reality. But let's talk about evacuation. In the Pacific Islands, along the Pacific, certain areas, they have sirens, and they're tsunami sirens, and they have what they call the tsunami zone or safe zone. It's an actual area that for the average tsunami, if you're above that, you'll be safe. People that are below that have to be conscious and have transportation so that they can quick get in it and go if the sirens go off. And so they actually have this, for example, in the Hawaiian Islands and other Pacific Islands have tsunami warnings. But in the United States, it's like, you know, it can't happen here attitude.
Right.
But let's just imagine if you were going to plan and you had 6 hours to evacuate the East Coast. Well, you would have to start with the people farther inland first. And
correct.
What we learned from the Florida disaster with Hurricane Irma was the idiot governor ordered the evacuation of the southern counties first. Well, he should have said,
hey,
no,
Jim,
this is going to affect... Yeah.
We've got our final break, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on The John Moore Show on Wednesday, the 11th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2017. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. Jim, this is our final segment. We got about 4 minutes. Would you like to take this opportunity to tell people how they can listen to your show, sir?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Every Thursday evening, at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads That's my weekly commercial-free show. And then also the paid cast, which people can join on my webpage. It's an extra $3.95 per month. And you get an extra hour of deep dive into scientific topics. And so that's also on my webpage, jmccsci.com. The archives are also on my webpage from previous shows. And those are the two radio shows.
All right. And, Jim, we're going to try to get a final caller in here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia on line one. Good morning, Glenn. You got about 2 minutes, buddy.
Okay. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Jim. Just a quick hit and run here. Tim, I think the volcano you were trying to think of was called the El Hierro, H-I-R-O, volcano down in the Canaries near the island of La Palma. The island, I think, is in La Palma. And there might be another island down there, but it... Yeah. Yeah, it's El Hierro, H-I-R-O. Yep. All right, just wanted to let you know that. That's all. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, well,
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That answers that question, doesn't it, Jim? I did not remember the name of it to save my butt.
Well, the volcanoes and earthquakes are very closely related. So any activity like that, one could spur the other or vice versa. This is a very big concern, the issue that they're starting to have, the swarms of volcanoes, and these are unprecedented. Earthquake activity that they have not seen there before.
Yeah, this is interesting. It truly is. And globally, volcano activity is picking up. I might be wrong. Maybe I just didn't follow it years ago or something, Jim, but it seems to me like almost every place around the Ring of Fire has got a volcano or two kicking off. And I read a news alert last night that the volcano there by Mexico City was popping out a lot of ash and steam and everything. Seems like everywhere that's got volcanoes, they're getting active.
Well, it's the Earth is very active volcanically, and it's something that's been going on for a very long period of time. So it's hard to say if it's just natural cycles or something else going on. We don't have a lot of information about what's going on under the ground. That's one of the big problems with geology, is it's very, we only measure things after they happen. But Earth is very active geological activity, and I guess we can expect that in the future. The only thing I worry about also is the volcano at Yellowstone. And I have said before,
Jim,
we have
sorry,
to drain
buddy,
that lake.
Jim,
well, we're
we
out,
are
of time.
Out of time.
Thanks,
yeah,
Tim.
Sure do appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hope you'll join us tomorrow, same time, same channel. Everybody have a fun and safe day. And as John says, God bless America. I say it too. Bye-bye, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.